Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. And here it is, 3 days before New Year's Day. We're so excited. And today we're going to have on Leora Adut, celebrity makeup artist and beauty activist. And you're going to find out what beauty activist is. She has a very unique distinction about that. And, you know, we are so excited to have her on again. She's been up to so many things. And, you know, one of the reasons we asked her to come on is because she really deals with the self-esteem of young people through beauty, as well as, you know, college students and women of older age all the way through, and men as well. So without further ado, we're going to have a short show today to bring in the new year and look out for some amazing things next year. Okay, well, without further ado, I'm going to bring on Mr. Jay Logan. Hello, Jay. How are you out there in sunny San Francisco?
I'm fine. Everything is kind of sunny out here. We got a little rain coming in, and it's kind of cold. But nothing like New York, you know. I know you guys have been going through it. It's been cold and snow out there, and but it's pretty okay. Just we're not used to the cold. We're spoiled out here, you know. It's like this is country right now, so we're kind of freezing.
That's great. Well, Jay, we're going to go right into the show today because you know we have a short time, you know, with our audience. So as we said, we're going to have on Leora Adut, but before we bring her on, I actually came upon something on our favorite site, Mashable.com. You know, regarding something that they were talking about, change.org, which change.org is where you're able to petition certain causes and get the public involved in on that. And, you know, we're having Leora do, so this is just totally appropriate. A 14-year-old young lady by the name of Julia Bloom, Jay, petitioned 17 magazines through change.org to discontinue photoshopping models for their covers. And, you know, they didn't listen to her. But after a while, she had a meeting this year, earlier in the year, with 17's editor-in-chief. And as a result, 17th magazine, in July of this year, as a result of the petitions on change.org, announced it would no longer Photoshop its models, making it the first mainstream teen magazine to take the no Photoshop pledge. So soon after that, Clio magazine in Australia, facing its own change.org petition, followed 17's lead. Now, the reason I think, Jay, that's so amazing is because it's finally allowing teens to see their real beauty and connect with their face if they're going through acne or whatever. It's okay. Like, you can get rid of that stuff, but, you know, to be okay with who you are from the beginning. What do you think about that?
Well, you know, I was just going to have my face Photoshopped, but I guess I won't have it anymore because, you know, I'm trying to, you know, I don't look as good as I want to. But I think that's great. On the non-funny side, I think that's the most wonderful thing it is because it shows people can be real. And, you know, we have acne. Sometimes your nose is a little bigger than somebody else's, and that's beautiful, and it's beauty in everything. So now it's showing the natural, organic beauty of what these kids and people are really like. Because, you know, my daughter, you know, she's always, Daddy, why is my foot have freckles, and why is this way, and why is that way? Is that ugly? I said, no, that's not ugly. That's just how God made you. And, you know, now kids can look at themselves as beautiful, as what they truly are, opposed to just trying to emulate these magazines and these seven, you know, because they try to be perfect. And we're not all created the same. And that's
this
beautiful.
Is so true.
I think that's beautiful.
Well, you know what, Jay? I mean, time is just passing. Here it is. It's 10:35. It's time to bring on Miss Leora Adut. So are you ready for Miss Leora? You know, she's one of our favorite people.
I am so ready for her.
Miss Leora, how are you today?
I'm doing wonderful, guys. Thank you so much for having me back again. It's like a way to kick off 2013 with the two of you.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding? We couldn't have it any other way. We are happy to have you back on again with us. And, my dear, we see you have been up to a lot. Traveling from Greece, Croatia, Rome, here in the States. Oh, honey, tell us about it.
Well, you know, I wanted to do something for my 35th birthday this year, and I have been talking about going to Italy for 6 years. Like, oh, yeah, I'm going to go next year and next year. And it's, you know, I just said, I saw this little Groupon, and it had a trip for going to Italy, Greece, and Croatia. And I've been wanting to go to the Greek island since I saw Mamma Mia about 4 or 5 years ago. I was like, I want to dive off of a cliff, and I want to jump into that water. I didn't get to dive off the cliff, but I did get, it was a little too cold, but I did get to be really close to the water. And I'm so happy. I just was like, you know, purchased it on my freaking iPhone that day, like in July, a few months before my 35th birthday. And it just felt so good to do something for me and just to kick off a new year with doing something completely adventurous and out of the blue.
Wow. Well, and tell us, like, you know, you said this is something you always wanted to do. You know, what was it like, you know, that beautiful water, everything? What was it like for your spirit?
Oh, my God. It was, and I went by myself, too. So I had a lot of time to just, like, reflect and take care of myself and just be in quiet time with myself. It just, it reawakened me to just like the gift of life and to just make each moment count in life. Like we really, I say that we are really the creator for each moment of life. So bring the things that really count to you in life, like fun and pleasure and happiness to each moment and with the people that not only the people that count to you, but like sometimes it's just even giving a stranger on the street some of that energy through a smile or like through your eyes, just like human connection. So it really was like, wow, how much a gift life is, and not to just let it pass by with worries and complaints and fears.
Wow, that sounds great. Leora, we've had you on our show before, of course, and we loved you. But let's have you in our audience learn more about you. You are a celebrity beauty activist. Share with, could you share what you do and what this means for women and men?
Sure. Well, Being a beauty activist kind of is like getting to bring what I love doing, but bringing it in through kind of a non-traditional way. So for me, I feel like beauty starts from really within. Beauty starts when you start really dealing with yourself, when you start looking at what may be blocking your energy, because we all have those blocks. It's very, very, very human. We've all had things that happened to us in our past that traumatized us as kids or even as teenagers. And some of that brings up feelings of anger, feelings of fear, feelings of rejection, and a lot of those feelings kind of end up coming out to play into actions in our day-to-day life, and they actually then transfer to energy blocks. And so I work with many people and teaching them how to unblock that energy in non-traditional ways, in ways of getting present to what makes them happy, to celebrating their lives through meditation, through dance and movement, because we all feel amazing when we have like a dance break sometimes in the middle of our work day. Sometimes we need to shake out that energy, or we need to breathe out some of that negativity or surrender and release to the different situations that we're dealing with that just happen in our day-to-day life.
Wow. That's interesting. Is the energy that you said that you kind of breathe out, or what type of energy is that? Is that that negative forces? Is that basically what you're saying, keep the negativity out?
I always say you have to breathe out the negativity first and then breathe in the things that, you know, make life feel worth living, like joy, gratitude, presence, love, happiness, sensuality. I mean, whatever it is, you know, we're human beings and we evolve, and, you know, we may need a lot of love in our life one day and a lot of happiness in our lives the next. So it is whatever really connects to your soul and your spirit at that moment.
Mm. You know, that brings us to the next question. Now, we didn't know you were going to go all deep on us here today, Leo.
Well, look, Jay took it there, so I just got in the back seat and rolled with it. So, you know,
we just didn't know, you know, you could go there with us. So, you know, since you went there with us, we got to take you a little further. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So,
I'm on the bus. So let's go.
No, honey, we thought you were on the motorcycle now. Now, you know.
I could take a little red Vespa. I'm a little scared of motorcycles, but I'll take a red Vespa and roll with it.
Oh, I like a Vespa, darling. We can go on a Vespa 3 and roll now. But I will tell you, since you're on the Vespa, you know, as a celebrity, you know, beauty activist, you know, you and I definitely are into the meditation and all those, and Jay is into that as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want to take it a little further. You know, that's one side of you. But now how does that come together with what you do as a celebrity makeup artist and beauty activist together, you know, and bringing out the inner beauty of a woman and have it be reflected in the beauty on the outside with her makeup and her dress and all that?
Well, I'm happy you asked me that question, because it was one of my definitely visions and concerns. And for me, as a New York City woman, I'm on the go all the time. And I know a majority of my friends, you know, are the same. We have busy lives. We have careers. Some of us are in relationships. Some of us even have kids. And we, as women, are so naturally prone to take care of everybody else before ourselves. Everybody else. And sometimes, like, a month passes by, we've done no yoga, we haven't gotten together with, like, that best girlfriend that really just knows how to always light our spirits up, and we're angry, we're mad, we're frustrated, we're feeling like, am I crazy? Like, looking in the mirror, questioning yourself, and you're not. You're not at all. But what it really comes down to is loving and taking care of yourself first. And that was what really had me create Goddess on the Go, which is a one-day workshop. And it is a day where women can really come together and get all the essential needs that I really think fill up our tank and make us feel like full again, make us feel like we can walk around and like...
You're going to take that question away from us later. Now, you were on that Vespa a little bit too quick for us? Okay? Okay, because you got the guy from the Go Project and another question. We don't want to...
Okay.
The Vespa went too far, honey. We couldn't handle you. Okay?
Okay.
See, so if you don't mind, I'd like to ask you another question. What made you choose this career as a makeup artist?
I can't even say it was really a choice. I have to say it was something that just kind of happened organically in my life, where I moved here from Detroit 10 years ago and moved into New York City, which, as we know, is very sophisticated and, you know, it can be a very humbling experience if you are a small-town girl and you move here and you're just like, okay. You walk outside and everybody's, you know, really polished and put together. And I didn't have that training, not with makeup. And I really just was interested in learning the basics. And I was going to FIT at that particular time, and I wanted to become a fashion stylist. But when I went to this makeup class, and the hilarious thing, it was fashion and runway makeup, the speaker was just so completely inspiring. And he was, like, traveling all over the world, and every day seemed like a completely new adventure. And I was like, okay, I want some of that. And so what happened was I was really good friends with the designer who I was interning for at that particular time. And I invited her over the house to my apartment the next day. And I had bought all the makeup in the class, and they did her makeup. And her daughter called me up at 11 o'clock at night, and I was worried, thinking something happened to her. And what she said to me was, "You made my mother look so beautiful." And after that, I was like, okay, this is what I want to do. So I kind of just, you know, nosedived head on in and just started taking classes and learning from other makeup artists. And then eventually I started working at MAC, and the rest is basically kind of history.
Well, I know Jay had a question for you.
Sure.
Oh, yes, I do. I sure do. And Gail knows I really wanted to ask you this question. I'm very excited about this question. Now, Lori, you have to understand, I'm a single parent, and I have a 12-year-old daughter. And
sure.
I wanted to know, do you work with women of all ages? And where do you start? What age did you start, if you have a daughter, to do some of the things you do?
Great question, Jay. You know, teenagers nowadays, they kind of are, they grow up a lot faster than I remember growing up. And they're so exposed to so much through TV and internet. You know, if she's questioning about makeup, you can do really, like, girls can start out with light makeup, like just a mascara and a lip gloss, you know. And it doesn't have to be, you know, the foundation and the concealer and the eyeliners, because those, like, the more products you have, yes, the older you can definitely transform your look. But it's not about transforming and looking older, but it's really, like, what I really, like, encourage women to understand about makeup is it really is just about enhancing your natural beauty. And sometimes it's, you know, just a beautiful eyeshadow that pops your eye color. It's not changing your entire look. So I would say start her off with, you know, something like a tinted lip conditioner and a mascara.
And what age, you know, what age, do you, I mean, I want to know if you work with women of all ages, and also what age.
I do. You know, I feel like when you become a teenager, like 12, 13-year-old, I feel like that's great to kind of introduce something, again, like I said, something very simple, like maybe one or two products, like a bronzer or a lip gloss or a mascara, but they don't need, I don't feel like, you know, 12 and 13-year-olds, most of them have beautiful, flawless skin where they don't need to cover and hide anything. Like, they just look great with a tiny bit of something.
And as a man, I want to ask you and Gail, because, you know, you always give me tips. Why shouldn't you start a kid putting on makeup before that age? Like, you know, I see some of these 5- and 6- and 7-year-olds, some of these parents. What are the do's and don'ts? And that's to you and Gail, because y'all can teach
you.
You
know, I feel like let a child develop naturally. Let a kid be a kid, really. You know, what's the big rush? They're going to have a lifetime to put on makeup. Believe me, lifetime. So I feel like, you know, when you're in your 5, your 6, your 7, okay. If you put on a little bit of, you know, because some girls are very girly girl and they want a little bit of, like, lip gloss. So get them a tinted moisturizer or something that, you know, they can stick in their little purse. Because there are girls that are girly girls, and you don't want to turn them away from being that. But keep it to one little minimum product, not a whole. They don't need a whole makeup kit unless it's, you know, like one of those plastic fake ones. That nothing's going to come out, but that's my opinion and thought on it.
Well, you know, I'll tell you, that's my opinion, Jay. I'm a little more old school. I have 3 beautiful nieces who are extremely girly girl. And, I mean, they love their dresses, and, you know, we've had them on the show. And the thing is that my nieces are very clear. They're so clear of who they are. And most of they didn't wear makeup. They're 12, 13, and 15 now. And they didn't wear makeup for the longest of time, and the oldest one started wearing it last year, you know. I believe that you should just let, as Leora said, let children be children. And I think that they like to play with their mom's makeup and whatever. But the great thing about my sister-in-law, who's a doctor, was she always only wore lipstick because she has very natural beauty. She's just, her skin color is beautiful, and she just has natural beauty. So her children learn to enhance their own natural beauty naturally. So I personally think that a child shouldn't start out until they're 14 to understand, to really connect with their natural beauty up until that point. You know, as we spoke about Julia Bloom, the 14-year-old who dealt with 17 magazine, really connect with who they are first. Which brings me to my next question about you, Leora. I want to know about this is where we wanted to ask you about the Goddess on the Go project, what it provides to others, you know, provides for women. You know, you have this work, these workshops you do for Goddess on the Go, and I find them so amazing. And please share with us what it's about.
Sure. Well, back to the original story I was just saying about how New York City, you know, women, and most women have really busy lives, and how we're so ingrained just to put ourselves last and think that that's our job in life, to kind of be these martyrs. And, you know, so many of us end up questioning our feelings and why we feel so disconnected from our bodies or our feelings, or why we're so angry all the time. And it really, like I said, goes back to discovering and finding out all the many needs that we have as women, and getting and not judging ourselves for having those needs. So, again, I wanted to create a day where women could come, kind of connect with every aspect of their life that really makes them feel happy and alive. And that deals with healing, meditation, like body movement, but in a very fun and sensual way that really is about connecting to what feels good to your own body versus, you know, thinking you gotta be sexy for somebody else or sexy the way media portrays it. It's really about what feels good you and your own body. We deal with sisterhood. You know, we're always in this media. These reality shows have taught us that you know, we have to be in competition with the next woman. You can't trust your sister. Like, it's just, it's really painted a poor picture of the way we are as women, and it's really caused a disconnect in the area of trusting one another. So it's really also a sacred space for women to come in and love all up on one another in such a, like, healthy and positive environment where you feel like when you walk away, you're like, wow, I actually have a cheerleading team of sisters who support me around my dreams, my visions, and being the best human being that I can be out there. We deal also with health. So we have, like, our sponsors are, like, Organic Avenue, and one of the teachers is an ambassador from Lululemon who's coming in to teach pole girl movements, but more of, like, releasing that kind of 12-hour workday energy and, again, getting into your feminine energy, what feels good to you as a woman. And then, of course, we have, you know, the beauty aspect of it because, hey, we're all, as women, we're all interested in that most of the time. And, okay, what can I do to just enhance my own natural beauty in a way where, you know, it doesn't overwhelm me? So we're doing something together with Iman Cosmetics, actually, for this next Goddess on the Go. I'm kind of sharing, you know, with women what kind of foundation works exactly for your own skin type. So think of this a full-day celebration where women just get everything it is that they need.
And you have experts there, in addition to yourself, who support them in these different areas. Am I correct?
Yes, yes. I don't teach. I just teach the beauty part. That's it. I'm not an expert in anything else, I would say, but I am an expert in bringing women together. I definitely would say that. So all the other classes are taught by like spiritual experts in the different areas that I mentioned.
That's amazing. So it's just really a day of, you know, uncovering every part of yourself, which gets us ready for the men like Jay. Am I right?
Yeah, we're ready for you. Always.
Oh, all of them, okay. So, you know, we have two more questions for you.
Sure.
Laura, and then you can tell us, then after that you'll tell the audience where they can learn more about you and learn more about, you know, Goddess on the Go, if you don't mind. So, Jay, I know you had a question for her.
I sure do. You know, we hear that you have some interest in giving back to the community. Would you share with our audience about that?
Yeah, absolutely. So not only do I do this work with, you know, day-to-day women, but we also work with an organization called GEMS. That is an organization that deals with young women who've been sexually trafficked in New York City. And, again, I've been working with the girls for about 5 years. And it started out as, you know, just as a beauty day. And then I did kind of a career talk, but going through my own kind of journey and path of learning how to love myself, I realized how important it is for young girls to learn the tools of self-love and self-care and healing and spirituality. And I created kind of a bi-weekly workshop for the girls where we bring in different experts to them, and they kind of get their own little mini Goddess on the Go where they, you know, learn new ways of taking care of themselves or learning new tools of gratitude, self-love, beauty, healing, movement, really bringing all of that into their world. And I've been working with the girls for about, with this particular program, I've been working with the girls for over a year, and I've seen such a beautiful shift in their spirit and their energy, and it fills my life in so much. I heard somebody say this really great phrase that is, helping others is the new definition of, should be the new definition of selfish, because it makes you feel so good.
Wow, that's beautiful.
So I really do think that that brings another aspect to people's lives when you just give back and help others and look away from your own things that you're dealing in life and really look out there in the world and your own community and see where you can give back.
That's great. You know, when you say that to us, that the new definition of selfishness, you know, Jay, I think of, you know, when we give back, it also gives us, you know, allows us to see that there are other people going through different things on different levels. You know, I am going to talk about Rihanna. It's one of the things I wanted to ask you about, one of the last two questions, Jay, if I may. And, Rihanna, that is, you know, you have, you know, basically you are your own business. You know, as someone who deals with small business myself, I often tell the person that when they start a business with a group of people, you are your business, who you are, your brand. And in your case,
sure,
you really are yourself. You know, Rihanna Dude is her own brand. It is her as a person. And what was unique about what you stated is you have this energy of bringing women together, like this is your talent, not just in what you do, but just, and it seems like you have that, you're able to do that even with women of young ages. So I want to ask you something. As a business owner yourself, okay, I just heard through a little birdie, okay, that you have worked with people like Rihanna all the way up to an author that you were with in China. Now, that is two different worlds, okay? And here it is, completely different worlds. So I want to share with our audience what it was like to work with Rihanna and then now work with this other woman in a completely different spectrum and be traveling with her to China. Share that, those worlds and what it was for you.
Sure. When I worked with Rihanna, I mean, this was way back in the days, so it was both the kind of the start of both me and her career, and she was just so humble, and she made me feel so comfortable because I was just incredibly nervous back then. She was one of the first celebrities that I ever worked with. She was just awesome. She was fun. She made me laugh. She checked on me to make sure that, you know, I was okay, and you know, we had girl talk, and it was great. It was really great. I felt like I had a friend at the end of the day.
Okay. And then how was it working with this other woman, you know, who now you're traveling to China?
Well, China was a 16-day fashion show tour for Ports International. So I traveled with another woman throughout the U.S., which was the woman who wrote the autobiography of Warren Buffett. And that was Miss Alice Schroeder. And that was like, it was completely different because it was, you know, sometimes with the celebrity stuff, you're just being, you know, shifted from here to there to there to there to there. And they really do work super, super, super hard in a day. So with the book tour, it was a little bit more mellow. It was laid back. But it was a gift to just travel all over the world and see new things. And experiencing in China was experiencing a completely new culture for me and a different way that people do things, but still also seeing, you know, human connection everywhere you go. I remember in China, we actually, our last night, we went to this nightclub in Shanghai. And, you know, we were on the stage and then, you know, the people from the country were like dancing on the dance floor. And I remember there was this one moment where they had those glow sticks and we were like, you know, we were throwing them back and forth at one another, but it started to get a little bit like there was this kind of like competition kind of anger, and I was like, you know what, why do we have to go there? So I remember just like leaning down and starting to talk to people like just around me and like introduce myself. And even though they probably didn't understand a word of what I was saying, all of a sudden there was like this peaceful bond between the two of us. And we ended up all just dancing together, you know, the rest of the evening. So it's just like the simple, things in life and remembering just to be, you know, when you go to another person's country, learn about them and learn the way they do things and take that in as interesting versus looking at it as separatism.
Oh, that is so true. That is so true. You know, we've talked about that over the ages as well as you and I, Jay, have talked about that. All of us have spoken about that in some way or form, that you have to learn the person's culture. And even though we're American, not see through an American's eyes, but see through the eyes of the person that lives there. It's the most amazing thing. Well, you know, I think Jay has one last question for you, and then we're ready to go, and you can tell people where to find out more about you. Jay, what was your last question?
Basically, I just wanted to know, like I was talking about my 12-year-old daughter, I just wanted to know, like, if somebody wanted to follow in your footsteps, what would be a good start?
Good start. I would say there's definitely kind of like a two-part answer. Because one part is definitely developing your skills as a makeup artist. So that could be, you know, I always say You could definitely go to school. There's two ways. You could go to school. There's different makeup schools in the city. There's Chic Studios. There's Empire. There's MUD. And they're all amazing schools. And you can also – go ahead.
I wanted to know, and also would you tell us, where can people learn more about you also?
Sure. To learn more about me, they can go to my website, which is makeupbyleora, LEORA.com. And it's one word.
Okay. You were telling us that they could go to makeup schools and what else?
They could go to makeup schools. And also, if there's a makeup artist that you like, are inspired by, find out if that person teaches, you know, private lessons. Reach out to them. You never know. I've taught a lot of students classes in my makeup studio, and it's private and it's more one-on-one. And, you know, it's all about what inspires you and what environment connects for you, because some people learn better one-on-one and some people learn great in the classroom setting.
Okay.
And the other thing I would say is really learn how to develop yourself as who you are. Like, learn to be the best person you can be in life. Because your energy and what you share with your clients and other people in the world is what is going to have people share you with others when they recommend you for what services you provide. They really do look for what was my experience like with this person, and that really does have to do with the energy that we bring and the experience that we bring.
And with that said, we're going to close the show. We have a caller who had one question, and that question is, with all that you do and have going on, okay, they want to know, like, do you have a team of people that work with you that do your websites and your daily social media and all of those things, or is this something that you tackle by yourself?
There's no way I could do it all by myself. I wish I was, like, Superwoman, but I don't have go-go gadget arms. So I do definitely have a team of people that help me with my website, that help me. Definitely it's more helping me with sharing the events and what I do with other people. My social media, I do that all on my own because that's my voice. And I feel like it's important that it comes directly from me. But yeah, it's a team of people. We definitely need people around us to support us. I always tell people we were supposed to do this all alone, this thing called life. We would have been put on earth all by ourselves. And it's so much funner to do it with a team of people that you really enjoy being around.
Oh, that's so great. Well, Leora, we thank you for being on the show. And there's a couple of sites we want you to go to see Leora at, which is makeupbyleora.com. That's makeupleora.com, makeupbyleora.com. And then she has goddessonthego.com, which is goddess-onthego.com. That's, again, www.goddess-onthego.com. Leora, as usual, it's been a blast, my dear. Thank you for being with us today.
Thank you guys so much. I'm wishing you guys both an abundance of love and blessings in 2013.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
And will you come later on in the year and let us know how everything is going?
You got it.
All right, my dear. Take care.
Take care, guys. Bye.
Bye.